Hello guys, welcome to Desi Crime Stories, and this is the second episode in the three-part series about the Bunty Chore. In the previous episode, I gave a brief description about the person and talked about his origin. So let us continue with the second episode. One of Bunty Chore's remarkable talents and a key element of his criminal arsenal was his mastery of disguise. He possessed an uncanny ability to transform himself into various personas, making him an enigmatic and elusive figure in the annals of crime. Bunty's use of disguise wasn't merely a superficial change of appearance. It was a profound transformation that allowed him to blend seamlessly into different environments. Whether needed to masquerade as a street vendor, peddling wares, or a sob businessman attending high-profile events, he could become anyone he desired. His mastery of disguise served multiple purposes. Firstly, it allowed him to infiltrate into multiple locations and gatherings with ease, often under the noses of security personnel. Second, it created confusion and misdirection, making it incredibly challenging for witnesses to provide accurate descriptions to law enforcement. Bunty's disguises weren't limited to clothing and props. He embodied the character he portrayed. He adopted mannerisms, accents, and body languages specific to each role. This commitment to his disguise made it nearly impossible for anyone to suspect him, let alone recognize him. One of the most astonishing aspects of Bunty's disguise was the authenticity. He spared no effort in perfecting the details, ensuring that every aspect of his disappearance and behavior aligned with the character he was playing. Whether it was altering his gait or changing his speech patterns, he left no room for a doubt. It's this attention to detail that allowed Bunty Chore to carry out some of his most audacious heists, often right under the noses of his unsuspecting victims. His ability to switch between personas at will made him an enigma for law enforcement, and they struggled to predict his next move. In the criminal underworld, Bunty's master of disguise was a legendary. It added an extra layer of mystique to his persona, and stories of his uncanny transformation only served to enhance his reputation. The public and the media were captivated by his ability to become anyone and disappear without a trace. One of the hallmarks of Bunty Chore's criminal career was his ability to execute flawless getaways that left law enforcement baffled and his victims in disbelief. These getaways were nothing short of legendary and added to the mystique surrounding his criminal persona. Bundy's heists were not just about the theft itself. They were elaborate performances that included a meticulously planned exit strategy. Every detail was considered, from timing of the heist to the choice of escape routes. What set Bunty apart from other criminals was his audacity in the face of danger. He thrived on high-stakes situations, and it was during these moments that his true genius shone. He had an uncanny ability to maintain composure even in the most intense circumstances. One of the key elements of his getaways was intimate knowledge of Delhi's streets. He knew the city's labyrinthine alleys and bylanes like the back of his hand, and this knowledge allowed him to vanish into the urban chaos seamlessly. Law enforcement often found themselves chasing shadows as Bunty melted into the cityscape. His getaways were marked by a quick thinking and adaptability. If a planned escape route was compromised, he had a backup plan ready. He could change his appearance on the fly, shedding clothing or using props to divert attention. These rapid transformations left witnesses and pursuing officers dumbfounded. Bunty's audacious escapes weren't limited to foot chases. He was known to use a variety of vehicles, from bicycles to motorcycles, to make his getaway. His ability to blend in the crowd was uncanny, and he used it to his advantage from time to time. These daring getaways not only allowed him to evade capture, but also contributed to his legendary status. The public and the media were captivated by his ability to outsmart law enforcement. Repeatedly, his name became synonymous to the art of getaway. One of the Bundy's most audacious feats as a master thief was his prowess in executing jewelry heists that left jewelry industry and law enforcement agencies in a state of perpetual vigilance. These daring robberies were nothing short of extraordinary and showcased his criminal genius. Bundy's fascination with jewelry heists stemmed from his recognition of their immense value and symbolism. He understood that targeting precious gems and ornaments not only promised substantial financial gains, but also added an element of intrigue to his criminal career. What set Bundy apart in jewelry heists was his meticulous planning and impeccable execution. He possessed an innate ability to assess the security measures surrounding his target and devise ingenious ways to bypass them. No alarm system or vault was too sophisticated for his criminal acumen. One of the most famous jewel heists involved infiltrating a high-end jewelry store in Delhi's bustling Connaught Palace. This store's security was considered impenetrable with a state-of-the-art alarms and surveillance system. However, Bundy's audacity knew no bounds. Using his mastery of disguise, Bundy posed as a wealthy businessman, donning a tailored suit and exuding an air of affluence. He engaged the store's staff in casual conversation, all the while assessing the layout and the security measures. It was meticulously choreographed art, and he played his part to perfection. When the opportune moment arrived, Bundy struck with lightning precision. He disabled the alarm system, expertly picked the locks on the display cases, and made way with fortune and jewels. What made this heist even more remarkable was his ability to evade capture as he disappeared into the bustling streets of Delhi. But Bundy's jewel heists were not limited to brick-and-mortar stores. He also targeted high-profile events and gatherings where the wealthy and influential adorned themselves with precious gems. His ability to blend in with the elite allowed him to strike when least expected. These jewel heists not only showcased Bundy's criminal genius, but also added a layer of mystique to his persona. The public and media were captivated by his audacious theft, and his name became synonymous to high-stakes jewelry robberies. As Bundy's criminal exploit continued to capture the imagination of the public, it's essential to shed the light on numerous close calls he encountered during his audacious heist. These near misses were crucible in which his criminal genius was tested. Bundy's ability to stay one step ahead of the law was nothing short of remarkable. However, the criminal landscape is fraught with uncertainty, and even the most meticulous plans can unravel. Bundy's career was punctuated with moments that brought him perilously close to capture. One such clause occurred during a high-profile jewelry heist at a gala event attended by the city's elite. Bundy, disguised as a sophisticated guest, had managed to infiltrate the wedding and was on the verge of making a daring move. However, an unexpected twist of fate, a sudden power outage, threw his meticulous time plan into chaos. In the darkness that followed, panic and chaos ensued among the guests. Bundy's heart raced as he navigated the mayhem, struggling to maintain his composure. His ability to adapt quickly was put to the ultimate test, as he made a split-second decision to abort the heist and blend into the panicked crowd. Another close call involved a meticulously planned robbery of a high-end boutique. Bundy had gained the access of store security code and thought he had a perfect plan in place. However, just as he was about to disable the alarms, he received a phone call that sent a chill down his spine, an unexpected call from a law enforcement officer. The officer was investigating a seemingly unrelated matter, but had inadvertently stumbled upon the information that could link Bundy to the impending heist. Bundy's heart raced as he engaged in a tense conversation, all the while trying to divert the suspicion. It was a high-stake bluff that required nerves of steel. These close calls served as a stark reminder of his risk inherent in Bundy's criminal endeavor. His ability to remain calm under pressure and make split-second decisions often meant the difference between freedom and incarceration. So that is it for today. In the next episode, we'll talk about the elusive legend around him, the downfall, and the legacy. Thank you for joining into the DC Crime Stories. You can also follow us on Instagram, and should I start a WhatsApp community around it, please let us know in the comments on the Spotify. And please also rate us 5 stars on the Spotify. It will help to get us new listeners. Thank you.